Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
It is time for Second Date Update. We got Meg joining us this morning. Meg, first of all, I just want to say thank you for trusting us to help you find, get back in touch with Leo.
Yeah, I appreciate you helping me, and it's pretty humbling to need help, but I trust you guys.
Yeah. Well, first
of all,
what can you tell us about Leo? Let's start at the first date and getting to know him.
It was really fun up top. You know, after we matched, we were super flirty and we had a really cool, fun banter back and forth. But I don't know, since we went on our date, it just kind of dried up.
So you said you matched, so obviously you met him like kind of on a dating app or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Well, why don't we start with how the date went, Meg? Tell us about that.
Yeah, I thought everything was great. I mean, like I said, it was super flirty, and over dinner, it stayed like that. I don't know, I guess, like, my first clue was at the end of the date, he didn't lean in for a kiss when we said goodbye.
Okay.
I was like, what's going on here?
Yeah, but, I mean, guys like to be respectful, too. So, I mean, did he say anything, or is there anything else that came up on the date that we should kind of know about that maybe gave you a red flag other than not kissing?
Yeah. The only thing I can really think of is that he kind of roasted me for, no pun intended, for getting decaf coffee after dinner. I mean, he was making fun of me, but, like, I would have been up at, like, 3 a.m. if I had a coffee.
Yeah, I do that, too. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, I love decaf at night.
Yeah,
anyway,
for sure.
So at least it wasn't, like, a half-calf, three-shot cappuccino, whatever, with oat milk, whipped cream, chocolate sprinkles. Anyway, right? Okay, so are you ready? Let's just jump to it, Meg. Are you ready for us to call Leo and finally get some answers? We could sit here all morning and kind of project what we think it might be, but let's call him. What do you say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it. I want to know.
All right, you hold on right there. We're going to play a song. Come right back. 3 minutes, second half, Second Date Update with Meg and Leo on Second Date Update right here on The Wolf.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
Meg has turned to us to find out why Leo is not getting back to her for a second date.
I thought everything was great. I mean, like I said, it was super flirty, and over dinner, it stayed like that. I don't know, I guess, like, my first clue was at the end of the date, he didn't lean in for a kiss when we said goodbye.
All right, was that the telltale sign that Leo didn't want to see Meg again for some reason? And if so, what is that reason? Let's call Leo and ask him ourselves.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Could we speak to Leo, please?
Speaking?
Yeah. Hey, Leo, good morning. We got to tell you something. We're calling from a morning radio show, 102.9 The Wolf for Thunder and PT.
Hey, Leo, good morning.
Hey, would you have a couple of minutes to join us this morning on the radio, on the air?
In theory. I mean, what's this about?
Okay, so we heard from someone that you went out to dinner with recently. Do you remember Meg?
Yeah. I wish I didn't, but yeah.
Okay. We do this thing called Second Date Update, and we're just trying to figure out why, you know, why you haven't gotten back to Meg.
I mean, it's not, yeah, it's not any secrets. It's just a difference of lifestyle.
A lifestyle issue? Like, what? Okay, we're not really sure what that means. Like, what?
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, Meg's definitely hot. It's just, I'm just not into, like, the whole hippie thing.
Mm-hmm. You mean, like, tie-dye clothes or something? Or, like, she lives in a commune or what?
No. I don't know. I mean, that didn't come up in conversation, but, no. What I'm talking about is just, you know, her. Okay, so when her hair, like, was falling into her face at one point, she, like, clipped it up, and I got a full view of her hairy armpits.
Oh, okay. I mean,
was it just not my thing?
Okay, was it just like stubble, like a a 2-day growth, like on a man's face or something?
No,
or what?
It's been untouched for a long time. Yeah.
Wow,
But Leo, you know, everyone gets to choose how they deal with their own.
Oh yeah,
body hair and
I didn't say it's not okay. I mean, it's just a huge turnoff for me.
It's different for you,
and that's why you're not getting back to her.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Doesn't that seem to be kind of a minor issue, Leo? I mean,
I don't know. I mean, I can
you don't think
that.
So?
No, I get. I mean, that's.
I know that Leo's got a right to express his personal experience, but you know,
but if it's totally
kind of
different,
body shaming.
Yeah, I mean, it is, but I think he's got his own preference. I mean, so Leo, here's the thing. So we actually have Meg still listening in. I think let's maybe give her a chance to explain, you know, this situation. Maybe it's just a. Maybe it's just a miscommunication.
Yeah, we've got her on hold. We could just connect with her and bring her in, see if this is like something that is fixable, or I don't even know if anything's
like ongoing,
broken.
Yeah,
or if it's some she wants to, whatever. Would you be up for that if we could just have a conversation, a healthy conversation between the four of us?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
Okay, great.
It's not anything against her.
No, I understand that, totally. But let's just get her side of this or whatever, and hold tight. Hey, Meg, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Yeah, hi. Were you able to hear? We got a hold of Leo, and did you hear his explanation why he's not getting back to you?
I did, and that's a huge disappointment. That I didn't know you were so shallow. That's crazy.
I mean, it's just the way I am, and I'm sorry. Like, when I saw that hairy pit, I was like, I can never kiss this girl. Sorry.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I would want to kiss your no lips mouth anyway. God.
Jeez. Okay. So it's...
Okay, but you asked your radio friends to call me? Like, you wanted to call me enough to do that?
Yeah, you were just going to ghost and not say anything? Like, you were just going to take that to the grave? That's rude.
That he didn't tell you? But you were probably, Leo, maybe not embarrassed, but just didn't want to get into the conversation. Just kind of ignoring it would go away. Which I can understand without having to deal with it directly.
It's not going to go away. It's just, I just, not a match.
Like, you're not into it. Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, okay. Meg, is this something that you're willing to change?
Why would you
start
do that?
Shaving your armpits? Or, I don't know. Like, just.
I mean, how about this? I would shave mine if he shaved his.
I mean, well, there you go, Leo. I mean, I shave my armpits. I've said this before. Yeah, I've said
what
this
kind
on
of
here
weird,
before.
Why would you shave your armpits?
Because I think it's the hairy armpits is nasty. I think even on guys.
Men?
Yeah.
Okay. I think you're reinforcing unrealistic beauty standards, if you ask me.
Look, if anybody looks at me, they know I'm not reinforcing any unrealistic anything.
I'm sorry, Leo. We cut you off.
Yeah, sorry, buddy.
What about the stubble, though? You know, like, that's one place I'm not willing to have stubble.
Yeah. I mean, so, like, but you're not willing to change, obviously, for a guy.
Why
that's okay.
You?
Yeah, I'm not going to shave just because he's saying he's disgusted by this. I think it's so judgmental.
It could be perceived as an attempt to control you or objectify you.
And to be honest, I agree with you, and I think you should be able to do whatever you want with your armpits, but
of
I also think
can.
Leo should be able to say, you know what, I'm not into that. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not into that. If Brooke didn't shave her armpits, I'd be like, what are you doing? You
know? Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
So what do you think about that, Meg? That this is his preference, and, you know, it's like if you wouldn't date a guy maybe who is bald. Maybe you would, maybe you wouldn't.
Right.
But if that was your thing,
you can have your thing. That's
you
okay.
You get your thing, right?
I'm going to take a pass.
Yeah.
That's not something I'm open to.
We're going to take a pass so we don't get letters from the hairy armpit women of Minnesota.
We don't get a lot of anger because I don't want to deal with it today.
All right. Well, Meg, you know, very happy for you.
Yeah.
Of course we would be. Why wouldn't we be, right?
Yeah.
And we're very happy for you, too, Leo.
Leo, thanks for taking time, man.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. All right. It's over. All right. Let's move on. Awkward.
Hairy situation for sure.
All right. Thanks for being on.
Second date update. More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.